Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Because that's a tale of two halves, wasn't it?
Yeah, if you asked me the first half, I'd have been like, problem solved.
I think in the first half, everybody was ready to say, wow, maybe Joe Tooney's the solution. Here we go. Let's go. And then the second half, I think we all went back to reality and realized, no, this offensive line, this tackle thing is still a problem. And ultimately, it got your quarterback hurt with the ankle injury that has us talking all week long about his availability for a game against the Texans. I think the decision to move Joe Tooney to left tackle was, once again, like the last, you know, the emergency type of thing they had to do. They could not allow Wanya Morris to go back out. After how he performed this season, they decided that against Myles Garrett, that would have been a disaster. And in the first half, they looked really good, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
But then you back up for the entire game, and they gave up more pressures in that game than they had in years. You're like, oh, that can't. No, in years, I can find the exact numbers in front of me in a second. That was not the improvement you were looking for just by moving Joe Tooney. The Chiefs had given up 54% pressures in the game. Yeah, so, they pressured 54% of the time, according to ESPN stats. Highest pressure rate Mahomes faced in a game since 2020. So pressure-wise, I know the sack numbers weren't big. I don't know if they even got a sack at all, actually. The Browns did. But pressure-wise, it was the worst he's had since 2020. So it's not this like, oh, man, I'm good to go now. I still am in a spot where if DJ Humphries ever gets healthy, I would like him to get one more opportunity, and then we can make our decision going to the playoffs. Hey, should they move Tooney there permanently in the postseason or not? I did not see enough yesterday to be like, definitively, they got their thing figured out. Mike Caliendo can play left guard the rest of the way, and Tooney can play left tackle. I want Humphries, if he's even available Saturday, one more opportunity. Let me see what he can do. Because we know they're better at left guard with Joe Tooney than they are with Mike Caliendo as well.
Although I'll say probably the most positive sign I would say out of the offensive line is that Mike Caliendo held up fine. Like Mike Caliendo was actually the number one Pro Football Focus rated pass blocker in the game for the Chiefs. So like he actually did the job. And I told you going into the game that the Cleveland Browns were the number one pressure rate team in the league.
Yep.
They bore that out. They're the number one pressure rate team in the league. The Chiefs offensive line has struggled. That's how that was going to go. They were going to give up pressure. For about, I'll say, I fell into the trap too. For about the first like quarter and a half, two quarters, I'm like, where was this my whole life? What the hell took so long? Why didn't you get Tooney there sooner? This is crazy. He's obviously the best left tackle they've gotten, and I actually think that that's still probably true. But come on, man. We can't. Like, either way, this is no way to live. The point is that the way in order to have the offensive line actually have a chance at being fixed, not just you win in spite of it, if that makes sense, is to get Humphries back out there.
But I don't know if that's the solution either. I'm just saying I want to see it one more time. I don't know if DJ Humphries is actually going to provide them better play than Joe Tooney can at left tackle. We've seen 3.5 quarters of DJ Humphries. There was some good. There was some bad. We just saw a full game of Joe Tooney. There was obviously some really good in the first half. In the second half, I don't know if it was all on him, but it certainly wasn't good. And you're asking him to play out of position. So yeah. In fairness to Joe Tooney, who's sensational to even be able to play left tackle as well as left guard. But I want one more opportunity to see Humphries. And then I think the Chiefs can make their ultimate decision on come playoff time. What gives them the best chance? Nobody's saying it's going to fix everything, but what gives them the best chance, or who I should say gives them the best chance? I don't think we have that answer yet until we see Humphries for one more game. But is he available Saturday against the Texans? He didn't practice last week.
I still think there's a pretty good chance that I think Humphries is the best choice. He is a qualified NFL left tackle who's played at a Pro Bowl level. Did it start slow for him? Yeah. He's coming off an 11.5-month break. The only reason why he might not be the best choice for this year's team in the postseason is that 11.5-month break, and now he's not available. Like, he's obviously, if both sides were created equal and they were both available to play, Humphreys is the answer. Cool. No question, no doubt, no decision in my mind.
Miles Garrett gets a lot of credit for this, but they couldn't run to the left side of the line. And that, to me, is the fact that Joe Tooney was playing on the outside and not on the inside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Mike Caliendo, you mentioned during off-air to me, like, he graded out very well. If you want to go by,
okay, on the run,
if you want to go out with PFF and stuff, I don't believe they could run on the left side in large part because of the switch. So
I think that might have also been not the Caliendo switch. I think it's hard for Tooney to block the left side of the line the way a left tackle would block the left side of the line. And you can't be, that's the problem. You can't just be this one-dimensional nightmare in which teams know you're only going to run to the right because the left side doesn't work the way it used to. Humphreys is the answer for me. I thought they held up mediocre. Like, I didn't think it was the, you know, like, they gave up a high
first half percentage. I thought it was great. Second half was bad.
Yeah,
it was.
No movement. That's why I still don't understand why Andy was still like, what the hell were you doing, Andy? Well,
and that's the play calling aspect of, like, you know, playing to your personnel a little bit. And when they had a lead twice, a 2-touchdown lead twice in the third, fourth quarter, whatever it was, and they had two straight 3-and-outs.
Yeah.
And they didn't run the ball once.
No.
Made no sense.
That didn't make any
sense. And then we played, obviously, the 4th-and-3 call, which led to an ankle injury for Patrick Mahomes.